top of the roof, and there they said hallel, and it was such a loud voice that the roof almost caved in. So it's a kasha to Rav. Rav says the roof has no kedusha. You can't. You're not letting the Korban Pesach there. And the Gemara, no. I tell you, the my lava is the achle digra v'yamre digra. They ate and they said the hallel on top of the roof. Mor says loy. The achle the arya. Avada, you have to eat the Korban Pesach on the ground, on the bottom floor. That's called on Yerushalayim. That's where you let eat the Korban Pesach. The yamre digra. But they used to say the hallel on top of the roof. That's what they said. Of course, I miss the mud. If you only want to know it sound like the roof caved in, let's say they said hallel also on the floor. They said hallel here, and the voice was so loud that it's, like maybe the roof, like as if the roof caved in. Why do we have to say they said hallel on top of the roof? So I'm not sure. Maybe it means they used to dance also and say hallel. So it means the dancing was what made the roof caved in. Then if the dancing on top is good, they were dancing over, and they said hallel, they said it dancing or jumping up and down, they said it. So then it's like it sounded like the roof was caving in. But if you say it on the floor, you couldn't say the roof could cave in. Like Kitzur, there's no Kash and Rav. They did not eat the korban on top. They ate the korban on the ground floor. The Manachmul name, Ain, you have another Kash on you. The Yotanan, we learned the Mishnah later. Ain maftirin achara pesach afikoymin. After you eat the afikoymin, you're not allowed to eat anymore. Ain maftirin. So Rashi learns, what does it mean, Ain maftirin? Kishagiyaz manali potam in asuda, when you're about to finish the meal, the suda, Pesach by night, the Aino Achara Pesach, that means after you wait the Korban Pesach, Shunecho Bachreino. The last thing you eat by the meal is the Korban Pesach. Allah Seva. Allah Seva, you're supposed to eat it. Allah Seva, when you're filled up, you're supposed to eat it. Shekein Chayvas Kolo Kabonis. Kedekai Malon, Lamoshchel, the Pesach says, Lugdula. That you're supposed to eat the meat of a Korban, Lugdula, very good, in a nice manner, in a B'kavadik manner. Kederach Shamlochim Eichlim. The way kings eat their suda. And how do they eat it? They eat good meat when they're already satisfied. They don't eat it when they're hungry. That's not called good eating. They're satisfied already, then they have a nice piece of meat. Who are they? A Korban Pesach has to be eaten when you're already satisfied. And it says now, Ein Niftorim, Ayde Afikoymin. You can't go away from the Afikoymin. Achra Pesach Afikoymin. You don't eat anything else after the Afikoymin. Yeah, now what does this mean? The Yom Rav, Rav says, what's the pshat? Ein Niftorim Achra Pesach Afikoymin. Shloyakro mechabura lechabura. You're not allowed to go from one chabura, from one gathering of people eating the korban, to another chabura. So Rashi Yom Rav, Afikoymin, what does that mean? Loshenoy tzio kalechem ikan, like afiku, take out. I mean, you can't take your kalim, take your plates and dishes and forks out of this gathering. Now you want to go to another chabur, another gathering, and eat there. You're not allowed to do. It's when you finish your korban, you finish eating here, that's it. You're not allowed to eat in another chabur, another gathering. You're right. I mean, it means here what we're saying right now, what after they got finished eating, right, then they went upstairs to say hallel, right, very good. So here the Kurta Kashu is no. And Maftir Nacha Pesach HaKavim means, when you finish eating the meat, you finish eating, you're not allowed to go from this gathering to another gathering. So how could you say they went upstairs to say the hallel? So we're going to learn about Kashu. Kan B'Shas Achila, Kan Shlei B'Shas Achila. It only means, if you want to still eat, you're not allowed to leave this gathering and go to another gathering, eat over there. That's awesome. But if you stop want to go upstairs to say hallel, that would be mutter. So Rashi Shlei B'Shas Achila. Kriyas HaHallel Liachar Achila Enechnami. Hallel they used to say after they got finished eating. So B'Shas you're eating, you're not allowed to leave your place and go up to the roof. You have to finish your korban where you are. But when you get finished eating to go to say hallel, that you would be allowed to go upstairs to say hallel. Toshima, come and bring another raya. Abishoel Oimer, Abishoel said, Aliyos Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Aliyos, the attics in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Chamura Mi Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, has more Kedusha than the actual Kodesh HaKadoshim has. So who you see, not like Rav, you see the Aliyos, the attics, do have Kedusha. They even has more. Shebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kohen Gadol Nichnas Loi Pam Achas Pashona. Once a year in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol used to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But Aliyos Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, but to go into the attic there of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Ein Nichnostim Loi Ela Pam Achas Peshvua. Only once in 7 years they used to go there. They used to go up to the attic. The Yamri Law, some say Pamayim Beshvua. 2 times in 7 years. The Yamri Law, and some say Pam Machas Beyevul. Once in 50 years they went up there. And what did they go up there for? Leida Mahi Tzricha. To know if anything needs them. There's the roof caving in, or there cracks there. They used to go up once in 50 years to check out the roof, or the aliyah, the attic of the Kodesh Kodashim, to see if they need anything.
The Rashi says, "Mahi tzrichum shemeti bokachayma." Maybe the wall cracked a little bit. Or tzricha tikkun. Of alma aliyas niskatchu.
But you see clearly here, not like Rav.
You see, the aliyah, the attic does have to be there. And Rav said before that both the gods in the room.
Now the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Mehecho Nekam V'Neisa V'Nish. Like you want to ask me a question from the Hechel, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. From there you're going to get up and sit down and ask me a question like, Avada the Hechel is different. Shani Hechel, the Hechel is different. Do you see what the Pasuk says?
Vayitain David L'Shloimoy B'Noy. And David gave his son Shloimoy as Tavnes Ulam, the pattern of the Ulam. V'Yesbotov and the houses, the Gan Zakov and the treasurer's place, the Aliyosov and the upper rooms, the Chadorov and the inner chambers, the Chadorov Hapanimim, Ubei Sakapiris, and the place of the cover over of the Oren. Uchsiv in the Pasuk says, Hakil Bichsov Miyad Hashem Ola Hiskel. All these patterns were given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the Heichel is different. He's by the Heichel, it's like a Kodesh Baruch Hu told them clearly to make the Aliyah, to make the upper chambers. Therefore, here it has Kedusha. Ve'enechnami, Rav is taking right, but all other parts of the Beit HaMikdash, there's no Kedusha in the Aliyah if it's off the ground. Yetoshima, Halishchas Apnuyas Bakodesh, if you have a Lishcha chamber built in the Beit HaMikdash, Upsuchas Lachel, its opening is outside. Is Alocha Tuchon Chol, inside this room has a din of Chol, has no Kedushim, the Gagosayim Kodesh. But the roof of this chamber has a din Kedushim. So this is the Kashan Rav. He used to clearly the roof of the chambers of the Beis HaMikdash has Kedushim.
The room is like inside the Beis HaMikdash, but there's no way to go further inside, you only can go out. Is Alocha Tuchon Chol. The inside of this room is also called Chol, has no Kedushim, because there's no way to go further inside. The Gagosayim Kodesh, Mashenkin, the Gag of this room, the roof does have Kedusha. So with the Zikha Kashan Rav, here it says the roofs inside the Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha. And Rav says the roofs have no Kedusha at all. And the Gemara here, Gemara Rav Chizdom, Vishar Gagosayim Shovin Lakaka Zorim. We're talking about Kamat, this was like a tunnel, so that it was underneath the ground. But the roof of this Lishcha, this room, was the same height of the floor of the Azorim. This was mamish part of the floor of the Azorim. That's why it has Kedusha. Rav is saying if your roof is higher, you have a building, and on top you have the roof. But here the building was underneath the ground, so that the roof was mamish level with the ground, there it has Kedusha. Here Rav is also Moida. Rashi says, Shiragasayim Shabzakaka Azorim, Shalishcha Benuya Mechiloi. This was like a cave. Takasakakon. Hilka Gagin Didu, Heavy Lokiyaya. The roof on top of it is like the ground itself. Therefore, it has Kedusha. For the Gemara, if this is true, Yehochi Yehima say, what does the Sefer say? Let's say the opposite way around. The room itself was really outside the Beis HaMikdash, was born in Bechol, not Kodesh. Upsuchos L'Kodesh. But this room enters into the Beis HaMikdash. You have an entrance to walk into the Beis HaMikdash from this room. Is Alocha Tuchan Kodesh. Therefore, inside the room has Kedusha. Hey, since you could walk into the Beis HaMikdash, so this room also has Kedusha. The Gag of Sayim Chol, but the Gag on top of it is called Chol, has no Kedusha. That's what it says. Now, if you're telling me now that we're talking about Bishagag of Sayim Shavim Lekarko, we're talking about now that you have tunnels here. And this tunnel grada opens up into the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, you're telling me the inside of it is Kodesh, just the roof is not Kodesh. Now, the question is, Azora Hevele Mechilos, you want to tell me under the Beis HaMikdash itself, there was Mechilos, there were tunnels there? The Yomer Rabbi Yechonon said, Mechilas Lednes Kachu. Rabbi Yechonon says, any tunnel underneath the Beis HaMikdash has no Kedusha. Sadly, you're telling me here we're talking about a tunnel. And since it's opened up into the Beis HaMikdash, you're telling me now inside has Kedusha. Rabbi Yechonon says not like that. Rabbi Yechonon says, any tunnel, any underneath the Beis HaMikdash has no Kedusha. So you can't tell me we're talking about now tunnels. Because how could the Braisa there say that inside is Kedush? Rabbi Yechonon said, inside a tunnel under the Beis HaMikdash has no Kedusha. Now the Gemara Kikam Rabbi Yechonon Pesuchos Arabayis. Rabbi Yechonon is also totally where the entrance, where do you get from this tunnel? If you only could go outside the Arabayis, outside the Beis HaMikdash, then it has no Kedusha.
When do we say that the tunnel does have Kedusha? If the tunnel opens up into the Beis HaMikdash and you can go inside, then we say this tunnel has Kedusha, it's like part of the Beis HaMikdash, it's Kaddish inside also.
Any tunnel underneath the Kodesh HaKadoshim is Choyel. So Churetz Mashma, no matter where the door is open, even if the door opens up into the Beis HaMikdash, still it's Choyel. Or it says, no, Kitanya hi Shepsuchas HaChoyel. Again, when do we say this tunnel has no Kedushim? Only if there's no entrance into the Beis HaMikdash. There's only an entrance to outside to the Harabayas, but not to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it's called Choyel. But you say it is, it depends where the entrance it goes into. If you have a door that leads you into the Beis HaMikdash, this tunnel, this Lishcha, has Kedusha on it also. So again, there's no Kasha to Rav. Toshima, it says, the Gagoi Kodesh. It says clearly, the Gag is Kodesh. Again, it's not like Rav. Rashi says here, Toshima, the Gag Kodesh, Gagoi Shal Heichel. We're talking about the roof of the Heichel. Now, so there's a Kasha and Rav. So before we only said that the Heichel was different, the Pasuk says there are Aliyahs. There are attics inside the Heichel. But no Pasuk there before said, yeah, the Gag has Kodesh. So here it's a Kasha. Here it says, what's the Gag, the roof, has Kedusha. I, Rav, before said, no roof has any Kedusha. For Tizbra, you want to answer me, V'katoni Gagin Halolu, Ein Oichlem Shom, Kodshe Kedoshim. It says clearly that you're not allowed to make a Shechita. You can't Shech Kodesh Kedoshim. You can't Shech the Chattis there on the roof of the Azara. Not even Kachim Kalim. So Churet Takasha. V'yel Akasha Gagoy Kodesh. So Churet Stamet Zestira. How could the Brisa says here that Gagoy is Kodesh? I have a Brisa that says not like you. Here the Brisa says that on top of the roof, you're not allowed to eat your Kodesh Kedosh from there. So you see the roofs do not have Kedusha. So Stamet Zestira. How come the Brisa says here that Gag does have Kedusha? I tell you, that it says the Gag has Kedusha, it's a special type of a roof. Usually the roofs of the Beis HaMikdash do not have any Kedusha on it. But here we're talking about Li'oysa and Beis Amis. There are special two Amis that these two Amis have Kedusha to it. The Rashi says, Li'oysa and Shtei Amis. Lochi Kodshe Gagim, these roofs have Kedusha L'shimus. Of course they use it. Nisinas Kli Kodesh, they put the Kalim of Kodesh there, Hatzrich in the Binyan. When they're building the Beis HaMikdash, they need their hammers or whatever, they need some Kalim, they put down the Kalim there. Avalo Yisrachu LeMizbeach, they don't need it for the Mizbeach. Kriyashkot Joshin Shtayamis, this special Tuamis, that here, the Gagim, even though it's a Gag, it has Kedusha. Because they use it, they put the Kalim of Kedusha on it, therefore it still has some Kedusha. What's the case here? The Tanan we learned. Deis Amos Hoye B'Shushin Abira. There were two Amos that had a picture like Shushan Avira. So Rashi, Kini Mida. Shushan Avira was like a Mida. They used to measure there. Hoye B'Shushan Avira. V'hu Beis Avnuya Goyver Ashar. That was a house built on top of a gate. V'adam Asech Tamidis. Shar HaMizrachi on the east gate, the all of Shushan Avira. On top of it, there was a room that they had a picture of Shushan Avira. Tzura Mitzuyeris. And Mafrishim and Lachas Teshiyedu Mechen Bo. People should remember Shushan Avira, what happened then. The reason why here the roof is Kodesh, lechol de domim l'shtei amis, v'lehevi tzercha mizbeach. Aval nusach riti l'kodeshin. For another purpose, there wasn't Kodesh, only over here. That they used these special amis here to measure with. Now what's the case here? It was achas ha'kerem mizrochis roinis. One was on the east-north side, v'yachas ha'kerem mizrochis roinis. One was on the east-south side. Zu shakerem mizrochis roinis, the one that was on the east. South north side, Hoysa Yisera al Shel Moshe Chatzi Espa. The measurement of an Amma, the way Moshe gave it to us, this one was a little bit bigger. This one was a half of an Espa bigger than the Amma of Moshe. The Zu Shakarim Mizrachis Roinis, then on the other corner, they had another Amma there. On the east south side, Hoysa Yisera, how much bigger was it than the Amma that they measured by Moshe's times? It was Chatzi Espa. It was a Chatzi Espa, more than the first one. Nimtzas Yisrael al Shemesh Espa. The second one was a half Espa bigger than the first one. So the first one was only a half Espa bigger than Moshe's. The second one was a whole Espa bigger than Moshe's. Now, V'lo Mahoya Achaz Zer V'Echaz Tanam, how come they made these things bigger? Now we'll soon see they used to measure certain things, so they used to measure with a bigger measuring. One was only one etzba bigger, and one was a whole achatzi, one was a chatzi, one was a whole etzba bigger. Why? Sheyiyu umnen noitlen biktanim. When the umnen took things of Kaddish to work with it. So they took home like gold or silver from Hegish, and they're supposed to make a keli, and then they have to give back the keli. So we have to make sure that they didn't keep any gold or silver by them. Now everything was put into it, and they gave it back the way they took it. So therefore, when we measured it to them, we used smaller measurements. But when they gave it back to us, they had to give it back to us in a bigger measurement. That the workers should not by mistake leave some extra in the house, and then they'll be over the Yisamilo. So you always make sure they gave back to us more than we gave to them. So that's why they made special measurings bigger than the real armor that Moshe gave us. For the Marad of Atartalomli, how come I have to have two measurings, like two bigger ones? One was a half etzpa bigger, and one was a etzpa bigger. Good, just make one. What do you have to have two different measurings for? One, when you're working with gold and silver, there, even half of an arm is plenty to say you have to give back more, because it means a lot, gold and silver. So there, we're not afraid you won't give back the measurements. If you give back more, a half of an arm more, for sure you didn't keep anything for yourself. The other one, the measurement that you're a whole etzba, one whole, the width of an etzba, bigger, that's what we're talking about, kelim that you're building with, or material to build with. So there we want to make sure if you took material home, you're going to give back all the material back to the Beis Hamikdash, we make sure you measure it with a little bigger measuring, for sure they'll get back the bigger measurement. For sure they won't keep anything, it won't be in Yisamila. So the kids said, these two amos are special amos that here it has Kedusha. But any other gag of the Beis Hamikdash, like Rav says, does not have Kedusha. Tanan, we have the Kashna, finally getting back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Hachalonis. The windows of the walls of Yerushalayim is also last Kedusha. You're allowed to eat your Korban Pesach there. The Uvei Achayim Mekulefnim. And you go on top of the wall, the thickness of the wall itself is also called like Yerushalayim. You're allowed to eat your Korban Pesach there. So more like this, Bishleim Achalonis, Bishleim, you want to tell me windows. Windows is also Akasha. Windows is not called on the ground of Yerushalayim, it's higher off the ground of Yerushalayim. So why does the window have Kedusha? So you're telling me Nishkachas Lo, Tishavi Lekakazorah. He's telling me now this window is at the same height, the same level as the ground of the Azorah. And Echanami, it's not talking about a very high window, it's talking about a very low window. That the floor of that window is level with the floor of the Azorah. That's why it still has Kedusha. El uviyachayma, hechi mishkachaslo. But the chura, the thickness of the wall, how do you have the thickness of the wall? That means you're sitting on top of the wall, and you want to eat your Korban Pesach on top of the wall, and the Mishnah says you could. The Chumash Rav says anything above the ground of Yerushalayim does not have Kedushas Yerushalayim. And the Gemara, Mishkachas Lo Bebar Shura, was a very low wall. It doesn't mean a high wall, it means a low wall. The Chumash, even a low wall is also higher than the Azorah. So Rashi says the Azorah was sloped upwards, had miles and miles. There were steps and steps going up. Because the whole Beis Hamikdash was on a mountain. So the Beis Hamikdash was going up and up and up. So at the bottom part of the Azorah, if you put a little wall, even on top of this wall, it's still level with the Beis Hamikdash itself. Because the Beis Hamikdash itself has miles, has steps going up and up and up. So we're talking about, you don't have a tremendously high wall that's all the way on top of the Beis Hamikdash. That means the wall came up a little bit, that this wall is still level with the ground of the Beis Hamikdash, the higher part of the Beis Hamikdash. That's why you can still have Kedushas Beis Hamikdash. Do you see the prophet
say? And he made to mourn the wall. V'yomer Rabbi Acha, v'yitemer Rabbi Chanina, shura uvar shura. There was a small wall here. Like Rashi says, it was inside.
A much lower wall. V'shavu l'karka. That could be level with the ground, with the higher ground of the Beis Hamikdash. V'shavu l'karka is level with the ground. Goyvo ha'azorah, the higher part of the azorah of the Beis Hamikdash. Shekarka ha'azorah, because the ground, the floor of the Beis Hamikdash, ho'lach v'goyvo v'yoyle v'maylis. It used to go up with steps. So therefore, on the bottom part, if you have a small wall going up, even on top of that wall, could still be like the Aliyah. So therefore, it's still called, it has Kedusha to it. Start the Mishnah. Shtei chaburis, shayoichlem babayis echot. Two chaburis, two gathering of people were eating in the same house. And even though it's the same Korban Pesach, the Rashi, Pesach echot babayis echot, in the same house, They're eating the same korban, but these 10 people want to eat together, and these 10 people want to eat together. The lachri they're allowed to. Elo hoifchen es pneim helach. These 10 people can mamish face themselves one way and eat separately by themselves, the yoichlin. The yelo and the other 10 people, hoifchen es pneim helach, they're allowed to face the opposite way, the yoichlin, and eat by themselves. But even though it's one korban pesach, but since each one's their own chabura, they can eat. These 10 people eat together, these 10 people eat together. The hamechim, what about the hot water that they both share, take the hot water to make their tea with? The emsa, that could be in the middle. And each one comes and takes hot water to eat with. Kishnau, kishashamis oimed limzik, when the shamish goes and wants to pour the hot water for the people, koifet says piv, he has to close his mouth, or master as ponov, and has to turn around, turn his face, asher megi etzach abrosay. But the locha is, even though it's one carbon here, you have two chaburas, two different gatherings. Each gathering is only allowed to eat in his gathering. He's not allowed to leave his gathering and go to the other gathering. That's called mechabur lechabura. So you have a shamash, a waiter in between. This waiter is also a yid. He's also eating the carbon pesach. So he started out with one gathering. Let's say he started out at this table. Now the other table calls the waiter, hey, we want hot water. So this shamash now has to go get up and go to the other table and feed them. But he has to be very careful when he goes to that table, he can't eat there. Because if he eats there, since he's part of this chabur, he's not allowed to eat there. So therefore, when the shamash, the waiter goes there, he has to always be facing us, that he knows he's part of our chabur, he can't eat over there. That's what the Mishnah says. Is koifet the spear, basically he has to close his mouth, or master is part of always face, turn his face backwards, at shemigi etzach chabrosay, until he comes back to us, that we won't be afraid he'll eat over there. The oichel. The akala, what about akala, just got married, Pesach by night, hoifecha says panev yecheles. She's allowed to turn around the face, need to come in Pesach. And the Gemara says, Tam, Akala Moshe is embarrassed still, so she's allowed to turn around and eat privately. There's nothing wrong. So, the Gemara.
Masni sin mani. Who does our Mishnah go like? Reb Yehudi, he goes according to Reb Yehuda. Titanya, we learned. The Pesach says, Allah bate mashe yoichlu oisei behem. Is he supposed to put the dam on the mezuzahs, on the houses that you eat the Korban Pesach? From this pasuk, I see one korban pesach could be eaten by two different groups of people. So Rashi says the diak is mashma shnei bnei yodim oichlin pesach echad b'shtei batim d'chsev yoichlu shnayim mashma two people oisoi means one pesach chad pesach batim shnayim in two different houses. If you grab one pesach divided by two different chaburis, so the Gemara b'zoh yochol yehi oichom. Maybe even this one person, he's also allowed to eat the meat in two different chaburas, two different places. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, no, you have to eat it in one place, in one house. From here we learn that locha, that hashamash shochel kezayis, v'tzara tanner, if the shamash started to eat one kezayis of meat near the tanner, near the oven, so he's stuck, like he can't move and eat any place else. So the locha is, if this shamash is a smart person, then namala krisi mimenu. Right there and then, let him finish up his whole meal. Let him eat all the meat he wants at that time. Because to eat someplace else, he can't anymore. So if he's a smart person, he'll be mamala, he'll fill up krisi his stomach right there. Another answer is, v'imrotso b'nei chabur alasasi moitoiva. If the rest of the people of the chabur of the gathering wants to do him a favor, boyin v'yoshvim b'tzidoi. They're allowed to go and sit down next to him, so then he'll continue eating because it's in one place. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Rashi learns Pshat. What's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? Rashi says Yochol Yehi Odom Echad Oichol Bishnei Mekoymos. One person could eat two different places. Could go in Bishnei Chador to two different rooms. Oy Bishnei Chaburos to two different gatherings. Hahoyv Chois Pinei, and that two different gatherings turn their faces opposite. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says Babayis Echad Yoichol. If you have Yehuda Sova Yeshim Lemesoris, we go back to the way it's written. the way it's written. Kala kamon. Yoichal ksiv. Mashma odam echad. One person. Oichle babayis echad. One person has to eat the badafka in one house. Veloi bishnei batim. Not two different houses. Avagabi oichlem harbi. You have a lot of people together. Ksiv batim harbi. As you could have two chaburas sitting down to eat at two different places. But once you sit in one place, you yourself are not allowed to get up and eat in another place. Yeah, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon Oimer al habatim asher yoichlu oisei bohem. The Pasuk says, what does that mean? Melamed she'oichel oichel b'shnei mekoymes. He holds no. one person is allowed to eat the korban in this place and then eat in another place. And Rashi says that the vayoichlu dechsiv b'kro a koil chad v'chad me'echlin koi. It's called every person that's eating, every person has the right to eat it in two different places. Ye yochel yehe nechal b'shtei chaburus. Maybe one korban pesach.